she said something about some peas, which is a cool weather crop, so I'm going to plant some peas and some other stuff that I haven't been planting and see how that goes. But glad you got all you wanted out of your garden. That's the main thing. We got all we wanted and then some. Was able to share. Fortunate that we had enough to be able to share a little bit. And, of course, we shared some with the rabbits and things. And, you know, there for a long time, I did not know a rabbit could, if it could get his head through a hole, the rest of his body would go through. Another smart individual told me that. But I had a rabbit come across, and we got a chain-link fence around the garden. And I looked at that. I said, boy, I'm glad I got that chain link fence to keep the rabbits out. About that time, that rabbit jumped and went right through that chain link like it wasn't even there. And his whole body come out on the other side, and he went over there and started eating. So I said, well, I guess I'll have to share a little bit.
Plan a little extra. You know, Grandma up in Pickens, she always had a garden. And she'd always tell me, you know, deer would just eat the garden up, you know. She just would say, well, you just got to plant a little extra. You know, you got to help feed them too, because things get pretty lean. So we just help out everybody you can help, I guess. She always did really good with the garden and put up everything. I mean, she didn't waste nothing. Tomatoes, peppers, green beans. I can't remember. I want to say, but I will say she planted some pintos one year. I've never planted pintos. I never heard of anybody planting pintos. But that sticks in my mind for some reason. But I think I'm gonna plant me some cold weather stuff this year. Broccoli and cauliflower, things like that. I'm gonna give it a shot. But everything in the garden's done except for the turnips and the collard greens, so I'll take the other half and maybe go ahead and get me some cold weather stuff in. I think I'm gonna try to grow me some onions this year too.
LOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad. Oh, well, that sounds like a plan, Chad. I thought about maybe planting some cabbage, but we don't eat that much cabbage. You know, some of that stuff's kind of hard to put up. And I Joy don't like me getting in the kitchen. I'll just put it that way. I make a big mess. Of course, I clean it up normally, but I get in there helping her cook, and she'll just say, get out of my way, you making too big a mess. Most of the time, I just stay out of the kitchen. That way, it keeps peace in the family.
Well, you know, better do what you told. Oh, that works for me anyway. I don't know about you, but I just, you know, I know how far I push it sometimes, and most of the time I end up just saying yes ma'am and go another way. But I don't know, we do pretty good in the kitchen together. Long as, you know, we just kind of stay out of each other's way. But it's been my turn to do supper this week. So we've had some pretty good suppers tonight. We had some kind of chicken with tomato sauce tonight, and I put a whole bunch of stuff in it. She don't like broccoli and Brussels sprouts, so I have to try to sneak them in a little bit. But and cauliflower, she hates cauliflower. But I can usually dry it and pulverize it and use it for flour, and you know, sneak a little bit in it in. And she doesn't know it. I got this little book called The Sneaky Chef. And, you know, teaches you how to sneak unlike vegetables into your meal. So I've read some of that and over the years, and, you know. But she said no complaints, so I must be doing pretty good.
Yeah,
she don't complain, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Right. That's my motto, that, and if you can't get it right the first time, get it right the third time. So, all right, Gary, well, I'm going to let you go. Sound like you got a good net going, and appreciate you calling the net tonight. And I'll let you move on down the log. But tell me, Joy, we said hello. And maybe shoot me a text when you're done with the net. I need to talk with you about something. If not, then I'll talk to you tomorrow. But other than that, appreciate it, Gary, 73. And you have a wonderful night, sir. A pleasure talking to you, as usual. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Okay, Dan, but you and Anna have a great evening, what's left of it. Don't work too hard tomorrow and fix her something really nice and special for supper, since you're doing supper this week. And that way she won't have to cook. you take care, and I'll shoot you a text or something in just a few minutes. Talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, brother. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. I'm a little bit late, but I made it. Not crossing my comment, just listen. 73.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy One, WA4KC. Mr. One over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, One. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well there, young man. I was told you got your truck back. Is it running good?
It's running fine. Gravy did a good job, though.
I'm glad he did. But thanks for checking in with us tonight, Juan. You take care. And I look forward to seeing you again real soon. You going to the Ham Fest this weekend?
This Saturday or next Saturday? That's the one in Rock Hill, or which one is it?
Huntsville, down there in Stone Mountain, November the 5th and 6th. And Rock Hill is next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend.
Well, probably I'm not going to make there because I think I got a little job to do on Saturday, so probably ain't going to make it.
Well, I thought you was going to make it, I'd look for you. I'm going to try to get down there and see what's going on. But you got to make hay while the sun shines, everybody. I understand if you got a job to do, you got to get it done. But again, we appreciate you checking in with us, and y'all take care. Have a great evening. Any more check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Well, let's see. Before I before I finish the net out, let me submit my net report electronically, and then we'll finish closing the net out. We've got a grand total of 71 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all are the ones that make the net. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have one. So come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of rider's cramp. And we'll see you on the air. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.